Hello there and welcome to the Perth Slam Podcast, a show about poets who slam poems. I'm your host, performance poet and event organiser, Alan Boyd. I've been doing live poetry since 1995. I host the monthly Perth Slam event at the Rosemount Hotel in North Perth. I'm also the West Australian coordinator of the National Australian Poetry Slam. On the Perth Slam Podcast, I chat with poets about what poetry means to them. We might even get a short poem. So, for the next 15 minutes, are you ready to slam? But first, what is a poetry slam? A poetry slam is a live competitive event where poets take turns to deliver an original poem and are then judged by randomly chosen audience members. Slams have rules, including a 2-minute limit, no props, no costumes, or any accompaniment. At the end of each performance, each poet is given a score by the judges, and the poet with the highest score at the end of the night wins the prize. It is fun, emotional, often shocking, but always an entertaining event. Poetry slams, which began in Chicago in 1980, are designed to bring people to poets and poets to people. Our monthly Perth Slam feeds into the National Australian Poetry Slam, which has been held annually since 2005. A series of heats are held throughout the country and state winners compete at the Sydney Opera House for the chance to be the next Australian Poetry Slam champ. Find out more at perthslam.com and australianpoetryslam.com or search for Perth Slam on Facebook. And on this episode of the Perth Slam Podcast, I speak with two of our regular contenders, Biddle and Scott Patrick Mitchell. Both have been winners of our Perth Slam and are well-loved in the Perth spoken word community. And now my first guest, Biddle. Biddle is an enigma powered by puff pastry snacks, they say, but mostly known for their poetry. Attacking the stage at a young age, they've been a finalist in the Perth Slams, a guest at Perth Poetry Festival, and published through independent printing, amongst many other things. They describe their poetry as the search for a hidden diaphragm. Biddle has been a regular at Perth Slam since its inception. I asked Biddle, what do poetry slams mean to you?
Well, I mean, I started doing all of this sort of stuff at such a young age that it's very much a part of me. I think poetry for me was my voice. A lot of people don't know this, but I actually have verbal dyspraxia and a few speech impediments. And also, I'm a bit weird. So I had a lot of difficulty communicating. And when I first found poetry and the slams, it was finding out that there's more to poetry and that I have something to say. And I think that's a really valuable thing for young people.
What about the slams itself? How do they work for you? How did you like doing them? I mean, a lot of people, some people just don't even like slams because of the competitive nature of it. But what about you?
I enjoy the competitive nature. I think it's really fun cramming a bunch of people in a room and making them judge poetry. And I find that at the slams, you get some real blindsiders, like people that have never been to any other poetry thing and will rock up at a slam, just bang out 2 minutes of beautiful stuff and then disappear off the face of the planet again. And I really love that.
And then there's other times where people just keep coming back and coming back to try and win and pushing themselves to get better, to go and reap the benefits of a slam.
I do really admire those people because a lot of my poetry isn't focused around the slam format, and witnessing my friends before performing and the process that they go through in the writing and the performing and how different it is to any other form of poetry performance.
Absolutely. So performance is different, isn't it, than page poetry for a start?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between looking at a piece of paper and knowing whether the words should stay on the paper or get the hell out of there.
So do you, when you write when you start making poetry, how do you do it? Do you write it down and do you have the idea of this is going to be performed?
Most of my process, it depends on if it's just a flyaway poem or something that I've been asked to write. If it's something I've been asked to write, a part of my process is sort of doing a mind map. Like I'll throw ideas and lines all over the floor and then I'll kind of sticky tape them together with some string and then edit a little bit after that. It's a messy process.
Yeah, but almost every time I've seen you perform, you don't have a piece of paper.
I usually have like my phone. I do transcribe onto my phone quite a bit because it's more transportable, though I do prefer writing on paper. If a piece is worth memorizing to me, I'll memorize it. Like if it's stuck in my head on repeat, I'm going to memorize it anyway.
Do you have any techniques on how to memorize a poem?
I find having physical reminders, because your body remembers things way quicker than your mind. So if while memorizing you have hand gestures you do and you have movements that you make during the performance, when you forget, you can rely and be like, oh, I'm supposed to move my arm this way, these are the words that go with my arm movement there.
As you're memorizing and practicing the poem, I suppose you're memorizing where parts of your body are going to be at a particular point.
Yeah, bodies are a lot more reliable than brains, especially if performing is at a complete adrenaline hit.
Do you get the thing where you finish the poem, you get off stage, and you can't remember what just happened?
I don't remember shit till I leave the place, Alan.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because it's such a traumatic event. Maybe your body tries to forget it.
Well, it's more vulnerable poetry. The words are more straightforward, and it's a lot more confidential. And as much as you can hide the meaning behind metaphors, it's still a lot more forward than a dance or a song, if that makes any sense.
Definitely. We can hide behind music with songwriting, definitely. And I suppose, and acting, you're acting another person, whereas poetry, you're not really acting another person. You're acting a version of yourself.
You have to be yourself in such a vulnerable state. It's terrifying.
This is the Perth Slam podcast. I'm Alan Boyd, and I'm talking with Perth poet Biddle. So let's hear a poem.
I'm trying to be a poet with no words. You'd think I'd drop the title, just be a banker without Bukowski, a salesman without similes, an acrobat without adjacent rhymes. Something that makes sense. I've never been a good poet, never a pen on me, no open notebooks, close lines, more confessional than story. For years I avoided the name, writing without a writer's pen, till someone once close decided for me I'm a poet due to running into adulthood early, fists swinging in rage at the tip of my tongue. I'm a dead man walking his heartland to beat on the steps that a slam can keep. You see these hands shake when there's a mic to grip. I ain't no poet, I'm a junkie on being heard. Scratch the track marks on my tongue, they still seek metaphors and broken storylines. I'm trying to not be a writer, but I write. I'm trying to not be a poet, but it's too late. Turns out everyone's a poet, they just know it too late. Thank you
Biddle. I guess that's a poem about doing poetry.
Well, there was that big hiatus that I had 2 years, where like 1.5 to 2 years, where I just didn't interact with the poetry community at all. I spent so much of my life around poetry. It was like, what else do I do? Figuring out my identity in correlation to the poetry. Can I be a poet if I'm not writing? Living in pure normality, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, you've met me. I'm not exactly made to be a 9-to-5 person, Alan.
Yeah, nah. And that was Multiple Slam winner Biddle, who you can find online by searching Biddle Poet Perth. And now my next guest on this episode of the Perth Slam podcast is Scott Patrick Mitchell. Scott Patrick lives and writes on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. A multiple Perth Slam winner, SPM has performed their poetry all across the nation. In 2015, they performed their landmark show, The 24-Hour Performance Poem. What does poetry mean to you?
Poetry, I guess, is my lifeblood, really. And not in the sense of that's my career and all that kind of stuff. It's how I make sense of the world. I always found that writing had this really interesting texture to it. So I just kept writing, and now it's an integral part of my life.
How important is performance poetry as opposed to the page poetry? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there is a massive difference. So straight off the bat, both are integral, both are important, both in my mind have equal value. Personally, performing on a stage is that moment when I feel most comfortable. I'm a very kind of anxious, jittery person, but at the moment I get on stage, I feel alive and I feel in my skin and I feel comfortable. It's a space where you can amplify and play and experiment and connect in very wondrous ways. The page is fantastic, and I encourage all poets to write for the page and for the stage. But once you're on the stage, there is a bigger scope to allow the text to almost fall away and become organic or embodied.
Yeah, it's interesting. I spoke to Biddle earlier on, and they were saying that there's a vulnerability on the stage that's different to the page and also different to, say, songwriting or acting. There's the vulnerability that there. You can't mask a poem because it's you most of the time. A poem is a persona, but it's you.
But on the stage, I mean, there is of course a huge tradition of performance poetry, but it does allow for this kind of more organic manifestation of the individual and of their soul and their spirit. And they can crack it open and become vulnerable, and they can add comedy, and then it can be serious and angry. And there is a huge dimension, and it becomes like a state of flux.
Well, that's kind of like why I like slam poetry. I never thought I'd be into slam poetry with a competitive nature of it all, but it makes sense in that you get the best version of a poem. I think. And the audience judges that. How do you feel about slam poetry, Scott Patrick?
So it's interesting. I've been doing a series of interviews during lockdown myself.
They've been great. I've enjoyed those.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's interesting how some of the slam poets will say, well, I don't particularly like slam poetry. And I think that's the beautiful thing about slam. You have this incredible personal love-hate relationship with it. Because on one hand, you're like, well, why am I putting myself out there to be judged? And then on the other hand, you're engaging in this incredible supportive community. And I think that's what fundamentally it is this community that is there. The other reason I like slam poetry is because the craft of poetry itself is competitive. And I don't mean like once you're out there with other poets, I mean with yourself.
Yeah. It's
because you finish a poem and you go, okay, cool, brilliant, I love it. The next poem that you write, you want it to be better and more crafted. You want it to be an accentuated manifestation of your skill and your spirit. And so you're competitive with yourself to keep pushing yourself. And then with slam poetry, it's a natural step forward for performance poetry, that there be this competitive aspect to it, because poetry fundamentally is competitive with the individual. So I think, like most poets, I have a love-hate relationship with it. I've been at both ends of the spectrum. I remember the very first time I slammed, I completely bombed. I think I got one of the lowest scores, and it was embarrassing.
Yes.
And I've been at the other end where I've won, and it's incredible.
And now, Scott Patrick Mitchell, let's have a poem.
So, you want to be a slam poet. Why? You want to get high scores. What are you going to do if you get a 4.44? You know that judge ain't walking out that door intact. Fact. Slam poetry began in Chicago in November 1984 at the, and I kid you not, Get Me High Lounge. You'll know exactly what they were smoking that night. Outside on North Hunro Street, it was 4 degrees. But inside, poets stoked flames on a stage. And now, all these years later, we're proof this ain't no craze. Fact. Slam poetry was created in a moment of divine openness where, if you look under your seat, you'll see that you get a voice and you get a voice and you get a voice. Here on the stage, let them burn, rejoice, and thus the mighty slam poets were born. Fact. When I say I'm a slam poet, I think people hear, I really love being judged by people. Fact. I do not love being judged by people. I slam because I wish to pass this flame on to everyone, as if Prometheus, as if to say, yes, you have a voice, and you have a voice, and you have a voice here on the stage. Use them, be brave. Fact. I really struggle with being brave. But when I slam, I break free. Burn in poetic melody so that for one dark night, the world is holy and bright. So, you wanna be a slam poet? Good. We need more people to be brave, to take to the stage, to set alight that which ain't right, to speak flames that leap for 2 minutes at least. So use that voice. Come, slam, join us.
And that was Scott Patrick Mitchell seemingly urging us to join a cult at the end there. They are stalwart of the Perth poetry scene. You can find SPM by searching the net for Scott Patrick Mitchell, Poet Perth. And that's it for Perth Slam Podcast this time. Join us next time for more poets talking about slamming poems. Thanks so much to both my guests, Biddle, Poet and SPM. And thanks to you for listening. Find more episodes on perthslam.com or Apple or Google Podcasts and Spotify. Catch you next time, or better still, come down and be part of the actual Perth Slam at the Rosemount Hotel, North Perth, at 4:30 p.m. on the last Saturday each month. You can witness the linguistic fitness. Be a judge. See, hear, touch, taste and smell the poets. Hey, you might even be one. I'm Alan Boyd. See ya.